Welcome to What's Eric Eating, Culture Map's bi-weekly look at all things Houston bars and restaurants. I'm your host, Culture Map editor Eric Sandler. Today on the show, we'll talk about some news in the world of Houston restaurants, as well as our meal at a Houston restaurant you may want to try. To do that, I am joined by my co-host this week. She is an expert on food, wine, and good times. Felice Sloan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're here. Let us dive right into the news of the week. Topic number one, breaking news. Bobby Hugel and Justin Yu have finally released some details about House of Louie, their new restaurant in the former Vibrant space on Fairview. That includes the name, which had been a somewhat poorly kept secret for a while now. Now, Justin says that House of Louie is named after a restaurant that his aunts operated in Southern California for about 30 years. But since my middle name is Lewis, I'm just going to tell people that it's named after me. I hope that's okay.
I think, you know what? It's very on trend for you. And I think we're going to go with it. You know, Eric, Louie, I like it.
Yeah, my grandpa was Louie the caterer. So I think this is...
I love that.
Allegedly, it's named after this restaurant in LA that Justin's family owned. And that's probably true, but as an egomaniac, I prefer to think that it's named after me.
I like it. This one said, we're going to go with it. It's in Houston. You're the editor of Culture Map. Sounds good to me.
All right. Now, in addition to the name, they've told us a little bit about the food, which is that the restaurant will have a menu with a, quote, French-Italian soul, and also, quote, the smirk of modern American cooking, which is a nice way to do French and Italian food without getting too wrapped up in how authentic it is and someone being like, that's not how my grandma makes it. It's like, yeah, it's cool. We're doing the modern American version of these dishes. Plans call for
changes of conversation. Yeah, changes of conversation.
Right. Cold seafood, house-made pastas, fried lasagna, duck, chicken, vegetables, all the things. Felice, let me put it to you. What are your expectations for House of Louie?
I have no expectations beyond them doing what they always do. They do their magic together. I think they have the pulse on a perfect blend of what they know to be true, what they like, and what the people want, right? So I think they get it, and I just expect another magical thing from them. Every time they do something, those are always some of my favorite concepts. So they always set the bar high. And I think other people will expect the same because, you know, I think if I'm thinking about every time they do something, I look forward to it and I haven't been let down yet.
I think that's well said. And I think, you know, if we kind of look at their track record, you know, obviously Justin is the chef and owner of Theodore Rex, which, you know, has a big gourmand in the Michelin Guide and is consistently considered one of Houston's best fine-ish dining restaurants. They teamed up to open Squabble in 2019, and they turned the keys over to Terry Williams and Mark Clayton once the ball got rolling, but they kind of provided the philosophical underpinning and initial oversight to get that place up and running. And of course, we know them for Better Luck Tomorrow, which is just a very casual neighborhood bar with good food, but like a spirit of hospitality, right? That's always
right.
Been a big part of what they do. So, you know, I mean, I have pretty high expectations. You know, I mean, if I would say that if House of Louie goes as I expect it to, then it will be in that mix with obviously Squabble, but also places like Nancy's Hustle and Nobie's that are kind of these more sophisticated, chef-driven, ingredient-driven places that serve really good food and have a fun atmosphere, and we'll see how all that comes together. But T-Rex, Nobie's, and Nancy's are all bib gourmand. And I think this will probably be too late in the year to be considered for this year's Michelin Guide. But, you know, if it hits the Michelin Guide next year, that's how we'll know that, like, it's going well. And these guys are no strangers to national attention. Obviously, Justin has won a James Beard Award, Food and Wine Best New Chef winner. Bobby's gotten a whole bunch of attention for Anvil and BLT, for that matter. So if the national media kind of starts sniffing around this place, if it shows up, you know, on a Bon Appetit list or an Esquire list or GQ or the New York Times, then we'll know that this is going according to plan, I would say.
Yes, it's going check, check, and check. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And you know, I'm impressed by they haven't given us the whole staff, but they have given us the general manager, Tyler Wang, who I believe worked at Anvil. He's been helping out at Donna's. You know, his wife is Bobby Hugel's partner in that. And why I'm blanking, Jackie Schramm, his wife. He's married to Jackie. And Jackie is okay. the proprietor of Donna's. So, you know, it's okay. Not been seen TJ at Donna's quite a bit. He's moving over to run House of Louis. And then the chef is Kirk Thompson, who has been kind of an under the radar guy, but he worked for Chris Shepherd at a couple of places, certainly at 1/5, probably also at Georgia James at some point or another. And the last time I saw him, he was the executive chef at Leo's, and then he kind of bounced out of there and was working at Garden Grace. But, you know, Kirk's a smart guy. He's been in the industry for a long time, and this is a real opportunity for him to kind of showcase what he's all about, you know, getting to work for Justin Yu. That's a great opportunity for Kirk. So, you know, it's a solid team. I always liked the vibrant space. I always thought it was really pretty.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah. I love the space. They have it's a great location. So.
Right. So when we're looking back in December at the best new restaurants of 2026, we certainly expect that House of Louis will be in the conversation.
Oh, I definitely, yeah, definitely will be a part of the conversation. I'm excited. There's like openings that you look forward to. This is one of the ones that I've definitely been looking forward to. And I can't wait to see how everyone goes out and feels the same way that we do.
Yeah, we will find out. They're saying this summer. So I think it's close. I think, you know, maybe this month, maybe August. But when you say summer, that means to me by the, you know, the fall equinox, that's the right. That's the end of summer. So right. The clock is ticking.
The clock is definitely ticking.
All right, let's move on to topic number two. Barnaby's has picked the Stomping Grounds for its 10th Houston area location. It is replacing Lulu's Day and Night in that development. This is the Garden Oaks property. We know this because there's La Mexicana and Bolo Pizza and Himari, the sushi restaurant. The Pho Fix closed. It is being replaced by Pho Prime, which is the same owners as Crawfish Cafe. So a lot going on at the Stomping Grounds.
Little Sisters over there.
Yeah.
I like that. I always go over there. I like that space. I love that area.
All right. So this is where I ask, what is your personal relationship with Barnaby's?
Yeah, the last two times were epic fails. Like,
oh no.
Like epic to the point where I haven't been back. And it's, you know, I would go there and get good salads and stuff. It was so bad. And I think I gave them a bad Google review, but I told the manager, I'm like, you guys can't be this amateur. Like, there's mistakes that you can make. Y'all have been around too long. I'm like, I don't want to hear I'm sorry. I don't. It just was, this should have never left the kitchen and made it to my table. So that it left the kitchen, passed a couple people, what is happening? That's how bad it was. Saying that, because I know you're going to ask them, will I go when it goes to Stomping Grounds? I don't know, Eric. I don't know. I'm literally still a little bitter about, and I should just stuck with my salad or breakfast. That's what I should have done, but that's my bad. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a deep affection for Barnaby's. It's like low key, like you'll hardly ever see me like post about it or, mm-hmm. or any of that, but a breakfast at Baby Barnaby's, mm-hmm. you know, their little breakfast spot on Fairview.
100%. Yeah.
Love that. Great way to start a weekday morning, like sneak out for a little wings and waffle at Barnaby's or the fruit pancakes are always really solid. That Sausalito chicken crunch salad is kind of my go-to. Like when I want to, it's not all the way healthy, but a healthier, like but lunch or dinner.
Yeah. It's a classic. Yeah.
Yeah. And then every now and then, those baked baby back ribs that they do with the sweet barbecue sauce, like, ooh, it's like, it reminds me a lot of the Houston's ribs, but like way cheaper. So yeah, I'm a Barnaby's fan. I'm sad that you haven't had good experiences.
Usually I've gone forever. That's what I'm saying. Like two back to back. So I was like, whoa, what is happening?
Yeah, no, this is like one of those things where it's like I'm at home and I'm not going anywhere and I'm going to order something. Scrolling through the choices on whatever delivery app you want, it's like, oh, I could have Barnaby's tonight. Like, easy peasy, done and done.
That was me. I'm like going to the, to your point. I'm like, you know what? I'll go get the salad. I'm like, that's, I love that salad. I'm like, oh yeah. So I'm not saying that I'm completely, we're separated, right? Like we're separated right now. One day, maybe the Stomping Grounds will be the day that I go back. I don't know. But right now I'm glad that they're going to Stomping Grounds. I think it's a, you know, let me put my business hat on, right? Be there for the people. I think that's a great spot for them because it is a classic. People know it. Stomping Grounds is such a good vibe. It's fun. I just think they are, once they get that mix together, that right mix of places, I think it'll even be better for us, the restaurant size. Some of the other businesses, I think that they've, you know, they found their legs. So this is a good move for them, I think.
Right. No, this is maybe the best possible tenant for the Stomping Grounds. Family friendly, relatively affordable, very popular. The closest one is, the closest one is all the way at I-10 and Heights Boulevard. So it's far enough away that there's no overlap. If you live in Garden Oaks, like this is good news for you.
Yeah.
Whether you dine in or get it to go. Or delivered. Like, I mean, this is great news for people in Garden Oaks and great news for the Stomping Grounds, which, as you said, has had some turnover trying to find the right mix of restaurants because it's a great location.
Yeah.
But it's been a struggle to find the right mix of tenants. And, you know, they had that chicken and rice thing from California that bounced in and out of there. They had the casual steakhouse that didn't last for very long. Even the Blood Brothers, you know, there was a lot I liked about Lulu's, but obviously, you know, it just wasn't working because it closed. But La Mex seems to be more stable and Bolo has been stable. And I'm optimistic about Pho Prime. You know, I hope that works out. But generally speaking, Barnaby's locations don't close.
So, no, 100%. You know, so it's very smart. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. All right. And then topic number three. I have to talk about the fact that Tavola has closed. This is the Italian restaurant from the Bastion Collection. They are best known locally for Le Jardinet at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. Felice, I think we actually talked about Tavola when it opened on this podcast. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you say something nice about Tavola.
I'm really sad about Tavola. I'm not surprised because every time I go over that way, they're not. I wouldn't want them to be busier. And also, you know, I know that's high rent, like all the things that you could see the writing on the wall, maybe. However, service, ambiance, food, top 10. Like if people are like, oh, I'm looking for a romantic place to go. Like I always mentioned that that place would always come out of my mouth. Like a lot of people may not be talking about it. You're going to have a great experience. The food is absolutely amazing. So I'm sad.
I have to say, I think I like my Italian food just a little more casual.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like in that neighborhood, I will always choose Il Braco over Tavola. But I do understand, like, if you've got that date night or business dinner or special occasion, maybe you want something a little more elevated and Tavola kind of filled that niche. But I thought the pastas were really good. You know, they when it opened, they brought in a big deal Italian chef who moved here from Europe and had this great resume. And the stuff that was legitimate, like traditionally Italian, was great. And he tried to do a chicken parm and it's like, this is not what this is supposed to be. Like leave the Italian American stuff. Leave the Italian American stuff to other restaurants. Just do the Italian stuff.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the one thing I will say is that it's interesting. The Bastion Collection is keeping the space. Mm. And so here is my very wild speculation that has no, I'm not operating on any inside information. I have not talked to anybody about this, but it is worth noting that in Miami, they have Atelier Joël Robuchon, which has two Michelin stars. And previously when the Bastion Collection came to Houston, people were like, oh, they're going to open a Joël Robuchon in Houston. And they were like, no, we're not. Since then, the Michelin Guide has come to Houston. And Joël Robuchon in Miami holds 2 stars. There are no restaurants in Texas that hold 2 stars. So if I were the Bastien Collection and I really wanted to make a splash, one thing that you could do is bring Atelier Joël Robuchon to Houston and try to be the first restaurant in Texas with 2 Michelin stars. I'm not saying that they're going to. I'm just saying that if they announce that in a couple of months, I would not be surprised.
Yeah. That would be cool. You know, we've just been the Erica Kane of the high dining. So great theory. I mean, you know, great thoughts. We'll see. I think it would be great if they did that, right? I think we're beyond ready. We're beyond deserving of a restaurant of that caliber coming into Houston.
Right. I mean, I would like to see a local chef open a 2 Michelin star restaurant. Like that would be, but if we've got to import one, yes, you know, so be it.
100%.
You know, I accept it. And then it would at least give the city like a sense of, you know, because we like Le Jardinet. Le Jardinet has 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, like what's the difference? Like, what is a 2-star experience like? Like we haven't had that locally.
Yeah.
So I do think that would be interesting, exciting, meaningful if it were to happen.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially like food wise. And yeah, to your point, it would be great if a local, hey, bring it on, right? But if not, yes, let's get it going. Let's do it.
Right. And again, justice as anytime we talk about this, justice for Hori-san, Sushi Horiuchi could be a 2-star restaurant if the inspectors smile on us and feel like blessing us with that designation.
That would be so great, right? So deserving. So deserving. That would be amazing.
All right, Felice, I'm going to say that does it for the news of the week. We'll be right back with our restaurant of the week. Stick around. Felice, for our restaurant of the week, I want to talk to you about Galaxy Pizza. This is the new project from Anthony Callio, who we know as the founder of Pie Pizza and also Gold Tooth Tony's. It's a little different for Anthony. You know, Pie Pizza was like very assertive in its flavors and combinations. You know, you could get, you know, there was a pizza with, you know, venison and cherries on it. There was very unusual flavor combinations. Gold Tooth Tony's was Detroit style. It's doing very well. You know, Anthony has moved on, but the restaurant, you know, they've got 3 locations. They're doing very well. But, you know, he took a break for his health. He's been very open about this. I'm not telling tales out of school. He was diagnosed with autism and it, you know, he needed to take a step back and kind of adjust to life with that diagnosis. But, you know, now he's back. He's up in spring off, is that Luetta? Am I remembering
Luetta.
That right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Luetta. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a part of Houston I know very much about, but there he is up there on Luetta Road, kind of near Vintage Park-ish.
Right, right down from where the Tro Burger is. There's Tro Burger,
right?
And then you go to the next light, like they're in that little section right there next to each other.
Right.
A great spot. Yeah,
a really good look. Apparently a really good, if it's good enough for Bun B, it's good enough for anybody.
Yeah, like that area that they're in, I think he's in a really good location. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited for him, the Burbs. You know, people never open cool stuff. People are like, no, we don't ever get anything cool in the Burbs. Definitely the cool factor. They were closed when I was there, closed to the public. People were pulling on the door. So I'm like, yo, I was like, I thought it was cool, though, because it wasn't just one or two people. Like, people kept coming, so... And they just opened. So I'm like, okay, he's already the Anthony effect's already working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think the word of mouth has been very strong.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think if you live up in spring, you're like, oh, this is like, there's a lot, like, again, like driving up and down Luetta a bit, there's plenty of pizza already in that part of the world, but maybe not anybody with Anthony's profile.
Right.
And, you know, he's just doing like a neighborhood pizza joint. Like the, pepperoni, cheese, meat lovers, veggie lovers, like all that stuff. But it's his dough. It's good. It's got a kind of a poofy crust, you know, it's got a nice chew. They get it crispy on the bottom. It's impressive and frankly very delicious. And you know, as you like to say, I'm a pizza guy.
You are.
And so I drove up there and I'm into it.
Did you do now? So you say he does have the, you know, everything that you name, but he has to put his stank on it, right? So he is, there was a, I got the cheeseburger pizza, right? Like it's, for all practical purposes, it's a cheeseburger, right? Like the ketchup, the mayo, I mean, the ketchup and the mustard. He also had everything, not bagel pizza, which was absolutely amazing, where it had like the spinach dip. That was like the vegetarian version. So he's not quite pie pizza, but he is, if you took pie pizza and put it in the suburbs and, you know, told Anthony he had, you know, he's still going to show up, right? So his stank is still in the building.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely personality to this pizza. It's not, I guess the difference is like, the wildest like pie pizza stuff is not on the menu.
Correct. It's tame Anthony.
And the respect for just making like a really good sausage pizza, or, you know, sausage and pepper pizza, or a really good pepperoni pizza is there in a way that, you know, if we're being honest, never really happened at Pie, right? Like at Pie, the goal was to order the weird stuff. At Galaxy, I think you can order the regular stuff and know that it's going to be just as good as the, like, they care just as much about making that good as they do about the weird stuff.
100%. They also had a oven. Did you get the oven burger when you went?
No, I've only had the pizza. I haven't had the salads or the sandwiches or the wings. Like there's so much that I need to go back and try.
Yeah, I took a tour of the menu, and if I compare it to what other places are doing, like he's giving you more than just pizza. Right. Like I had a great salad, but that oven burger, I was like, Anthony, really? It was incredible. Cause I'm like, how does a pizza guy think about a pizza guy doing his version of a great pizza? Right. Like that's what you get. So I always call you a pizza guy. I'm not a pizza person. I'm like, I'll eat pizza, but someone says, please, you never can have pizza again in your life. I'm like, okay. Give me all the other things. So, of course, I was super excited about all the other things. And I was excited about the pizza. So I think it's a great space for him. You know, he still has, like, you know, his skateboards and all the other kind of stuff. So he's still he's bringing himself to the suburbs. That's the only difference I see, right? Like, it's, you know, it's a suburban Anthony.
Yeah, and just to correct myself, no wings on the no fryer at Galaxy Pizza, no wings on the menu. But as you said, you know, it's primarily set up for delivery and to go, but there's enough personality in the dining room that if you wanted to dine in, mm-hmm. you can. Brian DiBala, who's makes art as the Neon Thrash, you can see his stuff at Meow Wolf, and also Endless Bummer, the tiki bar from Beetlejuice. Like, his art is all over the walls at Galaxy Pizza. And then if you want that kind of hybrid dine-in / to-go experience, there's a sports bar next door. So, you know, so Anthony won't sell you a beer, but you can buy your pizza from Galaxy and go next door to the sports bar and have a beer with your pizza. So, again, I think there's a whole lot to like about Galaxy Pizza. And, you know, this is like a 45-minute drive for me. So this is never going to be in my rotation, but for our friends in Spring in the Woodlands, congratulations, because this is a very cool spot, and you know, we hope that you support it and enjoy it.
I agree.
All right, Felice, I'm going to say that does it for the restaurant of the week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
That's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Join me on Thursday when I will have an interview with a very special guest.